Well, let's talk some racing with Brad Davidson, because this was a bizarre predicament with Ben Curry up there in Queensland, where his horses were allowed to go to the track and win, but he wasn't allowed to go to the track. But now they're all on the same page. Hello, Brad.
Yeah, morning, guys. Yeah, it was a bit of a strange one on the weekend. You're right, Ben Curry was banned from the entering Doomben Racecourse, but he was still able to prepare Mr. Mark Hu to win a $75,000 race on that day. But he had show course hearing with Keurig yesterday, and they've stood him down from training until those charges are heard. Those seven offences that were issued on Friday relating to alleged use of a jigger, unauthorised shockwaves, therapy. So we'll wait and see how all that plays out, but he's been stood down. I believe that Ben has, I understand, I'm not 100%, but there was a bit of news circling on social media yesterday that Ben Curry sent a message to his owners suggesting that he would go to QCAT today or tomorrow and attempt to get a stay of proceedings there. But at this stage, he stood down, so he's got 10 days to make alternative arrangements for horses in his care, and they need to be approved by Keurig as to where they go. But he's been suspended or stood down immediately after that show cause hearing yesterday until those charges have been heard against him.
In the Hobartville Stakes and the Silver Slipper on Saturday out there at Rose Hill, we've got a couple of short price favourites.
Yeah, the bookies haven't taken any risks, have they, with the Autumn Sun and Tussaud in those two features, $1.50 and $1.60. They've opened it all in market. So I'd expect both horses probably to trade a touch better on race day, given they seem to be pretty well taking no risk, considering they're all in, and the fact that if those horses do not race on the weekend for whatever reason, then punters will do their dough. So I know there's been a lot made of the trials of the Autumn Sun, and I think I said on this program yesterday, while I'm a huge fan of Tussaud, he's only had that one trial coming in, so you'd think if he was going to be vulnerable this preparation, it could well be first up. So I'd expect both horses to drift a touch there. So I think if you like him, you wait to final fields, and they might even drift a touch on race day. So I know a few people made a bit about those prices yesterday, suggesting that they're quite short. So we'll wait and see how they play out as the week progresses.
Well, Tussaud is the juvenile and the favourite for the Golden Slipper for the Godolphin Yard. They've got about 4,000 runners going towards the Slipper. One of them, Microphone, is not going to the Blue Diamond. What does that mean? We saw Microphone win on the weekend.
Yeah, it was an impressive win, wasn't it, at Flemington in that listed race, won by 2.25 lengths over Talented, a horse there. And did run second in the Blue Diamond preview on the start prior to I'm Immortal. So they decided not to pay the late entry there. So whether they then now turn their attention to Sydney, we'll wait and see. But they're going to leave the... leave their representation in the Blue Diamond to a theory, who of course is one of the favourites there. So yeah, you're right, Tussaud's the favourite for the Golden Slipper. If he reproduces what he did on debut, he's going to be extremely hard to beat. And for mine, he's still the top seed for that race. So, and we'll see what he does on the weekend. But it's a pretty smart field. You've got McLaren there, who won the Canterbury. You've got a couple of first starters, including this Toretti for the Waterhouse Yard, who's already been 11s into 9s in that all-in market, and I think cost $2 million at the sales, the trials. I know they've only been those 700-metre heats, but they've been in really slick times, and he looks like a really strong horse. So I've had two early bets in the Slipper. I had something on Tussaud at a better odds than he is now earlier on in the piece, but I also just had something small on Ferretti at that $51 mark, just in case he comes out and runs really well on the Silver Slipper on the weekend, then no doubt he'll firm a lot off that.
Yeah, there's another decent race, the Millie Fox, on Saturday as well.
Yeah, and I'm really looking forward to not just the clash between these two, Moss Strip and Iron Series, but there's a host of other really good horses in there. Epidemic, there's what, 18 nominations overall, Daisy Dooms there, Cool Passion, Champagne Cuddles, Egyptian Symbol, Savvy Co, White Moss, Savitiano. It's really shaping up to be a great race. The Incense Starter's another one. Luskentire Lass is one of past two and in good time. So we're looking forward to that. But they're two in particular that have been trialling really well. I'm serious. Caught the eye of everyone at the trials. And same with Moss Trip. She looks to have really come back well this preparation and gone on since that midfield finish in the Tats Tiara at Doomben back in June. So really looking forward to those two clashing. But there's plenty of depth to that race for sure.
Good on you, Brad. We look forward to those big races coming forward.
Thanks, guys.